Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Last month, an inmate at the Old Colony Correctional Facility, a state prison in Bridgewater, was found hanging in his cell, an apparent suicide. The death would be the eighth inmate suicide in the state prison system this year. If that sounds like a high number, it's because it is. The prison suicide rate in the Commonwealth is almost four times the national average. WBUR's Sonari Glinton looks at the case of one prisoner.
On June 2nd, Ramon de Jesus became the sixth Massachusetts prisoner to apparently commit suicide.
We used to call him Munchie. That was the nickname that we used for him.
Antonia Chassi is Ramon de Jesus' sister, and she agreed to talk to me about her brother just over a month after his death.
I'm sorry, it's a very difficult
story for me to talk about. My brother did a horrible thing, but he was paying for his crime.
De Jesus' crime was murder. 18 years ago, he stabbed to death Michelle Terhoon. She was 27 and the mother of his three children. The kids were at home at the time.
I do believe, again, not to excuse what my brother did, because he committed a horrible crime and he needed to pay for what he did, but he did not know what he had done. He had lost his mind, basically. To avoid having the kids testify, my brother, I basically worked with my brother and his attorney, and he pleaded guilty. He was given life in prison with the option of parole. However, when my brother realized what he has done, he could not forgive himself, and he tried to take his life.
That first attempt, more than 15 years ago, was just one of many, his sister says. But eventually, he settled into prison life. The months blended into years without incident. That is, until he was diagnosed with cancer. After aggressive therapy, De Jesus went into remission, but he was medicated for constant pain. Then his sister received a call.
So he says, you know, I'm sorry I'm bothering you, but I am in excruciating pain. I cannot sleep. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, what's wrong? He says, they took all my medications away.
De Jesus asked his sister for help getting his medicine back. But before she had a chance to contact officials or prisoner advocates, she got another call. Her brother was found hanging in his cell.
I could not put into words how I felt when I got that phone call, because in one hand I'm saying, I just spoke to my brother yesterday. And he's telling me how miserable he is, how much pain he's in, and he needs help. I feel so guilty that I let him down. And at the same time, I'm saying to myself, how could this happen? My brother is in jail. And when you're in jail, you have correctional officers that are there to watch you like a hawk. You know what I mean? It's like everything is watch 24/7.
I can assure you that no one is more disturbed than the commissioner and myself.
Veronica Madden is deputy commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Correction.
When any inmate injures themselves or commits suicide, it's a tragedy for the inmate, it's a tragedy for the inmate's family, it's a tragedy for the other inmates living in that unit, and the correction officers and the superintendent that responds.
Madden and the department refuse to confirm or deny any of the specifics in Ramon de Jesus' case. An investigation is pending. She did agree to talk to me about the suicide problem in Massachusetts.
There's a natural thought that goes through people's heads, which is they're in prison. They are under watch 24/7. Where are the guards? That's what the thought is.
We refer to them as correction officers because they're trained in correctional practices. And correction officers do not have one-to-one observation of every inmate in the system on a 24/7 basis, as you suggested. We have 11,500 inmates in the system at any given time. They're not on one-to-one supervision.
Madden says the department tries to identify those who are at risk and intervene. They do assessments and checkups, and this year correctional officers have thwarted more than 40 suicide attempts. But Leslie Walker of Prisoners Legal Services, an advocacy group for inmates, says The suicides and the attempts are a symptom. They're a symptom the Department of Correction is arrogant and broken.
The department's not ready to take care of the 11,000 people it has. It's a complex problem, but my frustration at this point is that I do not get a sense that the department or the administration is willing to say, this is a huge problem. How are we going to fix this? What can we do immediately?
The prison suicide problem in Massachusetts is complex. The deaths aren't in the same prison. There's no common type of prisoner. They're not all in segregation. And several of the inmates hadn't shown any signs of mental illness at all. So with no clear problem, the DOC says there's no clear-cut solution. Again, Veronica Madden.
We have increased mental health services. We have opened specialized units for persons with mental illness. We have increased training opportunities. We've done physical plant rehabilitations for suicide-resistant cells. It is on the agenda. It is a topic that we frequently discuss.
The department has also hired the same national expert it did in 2006, the last time there was a spike in suicides. The DOC says it's implementing recommendations of Mr. Lindsay Hayes where it can. For example, Mr. Hayes says if an inmate is known to be suicidal, it's probably better not to strip them of every single personal belonging and stick them in total isolation until they tell officials they aren't feeling suicidal anymore. Another example, if there's a hook or a pipe in a cell, make sure it can't hold the person's weight. But the prisoner advocate, Leslie Walker, says that's not enough.
Having Mr. Hayes back will make a better box. He knows how to make a better prison cell, but he does not contain the expertise the department needs now.
Walker says fixing the suicide problem means fixing the prisons from top to bottom, letting in the media and the public to see what's going on, and creating a commission to oversee the jails. These are steps the DOC is showing no signs of taking so far. Meanwhile, Antonia Chassi says nothing will bring her brother or his victim back. She says she's worried that prison officials just don't get it.
And when you have 8 people committing suicide in a jail system in 7 months, there's a problem. We're dealing with human beings, and as bad as they might be, those individuals with mental health problems need help.
For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glenton.